USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House prosecutors have wrapped up their impeachment case against former President Trump in his Senate trial. The lead manager, Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin, quoted Thomas Paine's Revolutionary War pamphlet, The Crisis, as he tried to sway reluctant Republican senators.
Everyone who stands with us now will win the love and the favor and the affection of every man and every woman for all time. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered, but we have this saving consolation. The more difficult the struggle, the more glorious in the end will be our victory.
There's only a single charge for Trump in the trial, incitement of insurrection, after a mob of his supporters attacked the Capitol on January 6th. Five people died during the riot, including one woman who was trampled to death by the crowd. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man to man for a moment. One third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Six people were killed in a massive 130-vehicle pileup on an icy interstate in Texas. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Dozens of others have been rushed to local hospitals following the weather-related accident that was spread across about a mile of the icy roadway. Freezing rain and sleet fell overnight, causing for dangerous driving conditions. Police tell us several 18-wheelers were in the massive pileup, including one FedEx truck that was videotaped from the opposite side of the interstate, slamming into the massive pileup. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Biden has officially ended a national emergency declaration at the U.S. southern border that allowed former President Trump 2 years ago to divert federal funds to build his border wall. Biden said Trump's incorporation of the National Emergencies Act to get the border wall funding was unwarranted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Investigators are looking into stock manipulations. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Federal prosecutors and regulators are investigating whether market manipulation or other types of misconduct fueled the rapid rise last month in prices of stocks such as GameStop and AMC Entertainment Holdings. Those fluctuations hurt hedge funds. When it comes to hedge funds, pollster Frank Luntz tells CNBC the public doesn't have too strong of an opinion about a hedge fund.
The fact is that this is an industry that's under attack. This is an industry that isn't trusted. People don't have faith and confidence in it. And one of the challenges is that they, quite frankly, they've got no one explaining what they do. And I don't mean lobbyists. I mean people who are responsible for saying, for explaining the process, explaining why they are important to the investment community, because right now, with Democrats in control of the House and Senate, you could absolutely see some sort of constraints, additional regulation, because that was key in all of this, that the American people want to see some sort of balance.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Twitter has permanently banned the account of the conservative activist organization Project Veritas, citing violation of their rules. They said there was repeated violations of policies prohibiting sharing other people's private information without their consent. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.